Wrangell's school board, borough assembly, and tribal government all support building a 400-bed boarding school on the former Wrangell Institute property in southeast Alaska. But for one family, the project is stirring up bad memories of the institute, an earlier boarding school with a history of abusing students. KSDK's Aaron Bolton has more.
Jim LaBelle and his brother were dropped off at the Fairbanks Airport in 1955 with an apology from their mother. She told them they had to go to the Wrangell Institute about 900 miles away.
I think I was 8 years old then, and my brother was six. When we got to the airport in Fairbanks, we were quickly tagged with a yellow name tag with a metal twisty tie on it that had our name, our destination, our flight.
The Institute, which opened in 1932, was one of two Bureau of Indian Affairs schools in the state. Students came from small communities such as Nome, Barrow, and Toke, as well as larger cities. LaBelle says once he and his classmates arrived, their heads were shaved, they were told in English to get into large open room showers, staff scrubbed the children who could not bathe themselves. LaBelle says many were confused as they only spoke native languages.
So we had each been given sets of numbers that we had that were applied on our clothing, on our
The BIA's primary objective was to educate children who didn't have schools in their villages. But University of Alaska education researcher Diane Hirschberg says the abuses she heard throughout her studies of U.S. Native boarding schools were numerous.
At one point, I was told a story about the dorm staff getting the older children to beat the younger children for speaking their language, to the children being taken into rooms with adults and coming out later crying without saying what happened.
LaBelle says getting caught speaking a native language or any other offense could lead to the Beltline, one of many abusive techniques used at the Institute.
And your fellow students and friends would line up on either side of you in this row. And you were forced to walk or run down this line of students who were told to use their belts on you. And I can say I had to go through that belt line a number of times. I remember having to use my belt on other kids myself.
But both LaBelle and Hirschberg say that didn't happen to every child. Hirschberg says conditions for some were better than home life.
There were people who talked about going to boarding school, including Wrangell Institute, being the first time that they got things like eyeglasses or had hearing problems diagnosed.
The BIA closed the Institute in June of 1975. Now, 36 years later, the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, or ANSEP, is working with the community of Wrangell to build another 400-bed boarding school on the former Institute property. ANSEP is an accelerated learning program based at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus that focuses on giving Alaska Native children a better shot at college success. LaBelle's 13-year-old granddaughter, Leilani, is one of 2,000 middle school to doctorate students enrolled in ANSEP's current curriculum. She attended one of their summer camps and says she's going back.
It's not like just going to science class and having a few people want to participate. Like, they all want to be there. And they're all really smart. So it makes it a lot easier and a lot more fun.
Leilani says she would be interested in attending an ANSEP-style high school. Leilani's mother, Marlia LaBelle, and her grandfather both agree it could be a great opportunity, but both say the family's history with the Institute property would make the decision for Leilani to attend the school a difficult one.
It would be hard, yeah. I believe in ANSEP, you know, it's an incredible program. You know, it's really about their future and creating, you know, opportunities for them, you know, that, you know, may not have existed before. But yeah, I mean, it certainly wouldn't be without some strong emotions.
She says it could be a healing process for people such as her father. ANSEP is starting its first high school program in the Matanuska-Sioux Sitna School District this fall. Wrangell School Superintendent Patrick Mayer is leading a committee of borough and school officials as the process moves forward. Mayer says it would be part of the Wrangell District. He says it will learn from the Matsu School and include the Native community in the planning process. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.